Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The story of Josh Duggar and what happened with his sisters was handled internally for years before it became public. Joseph Duggar allegedly apologized to his victim. Nobody called law enforcement until, allegedly, the victim's father confronted him 6 years later. Locks on the outside of children's bedroom doors, allegations managed through church counseling, a family spokesperson called criminal charges, totally unrelated. The question isn't just what happened in this family. It's how much has been buried. How much is that the norm? Who participated in burying it? And whether what the public knows is the full picture or the edge of something much larger. And what does it mean to cover these sort of things out, to try and influence others to not speak? Are we entering other territory of potential criminal behavior? We're going to talk about all that. Joining us to discuss, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and also our special guest today, Amy Duggar King, the only person who can give us such an insight into this family the way she can, as Holy Disruptor, the title of her book, states. You have said here when the Joseph stuff came out that you weren't surprised. It didn't surprise you, not because of Joseph specifically, but because of the system. When you started learning the full scope of what had been happening inside the family and inside the circles, and on that Florida trip, from what you have learned about it, with what's been made public of the whole story this far, why were you not surprised by any of this? And do you think, and we're not here to name names or cast aspersions on anybody, but does this go much further and deeper within the IBLP, possibly within that family? I mean, what are your thoughts there? Are we still at the tip of the iceberg on this?
We're at the tip of the iceberg on this. There is no way that Josh became a monster overnight. I think I say that in my book. I don't believe that Joseph's first time, my own opinion, I have no proof of this. Sure. There's no way he became a monster on a random vacation at age 25 and decided to groom this little girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is something so much more sinister happening, and we're at the cusp of it. We don't know any of the details yet as far as how deep this goes. Mm-hmm. And I don't honestly know if we ever will. But you don't do that. No healthy human being with a good heart, even if you're not a Christian or whatever, no good person on this planet would say, yep, that's what I'm going to do. That sounds like a good idea to me. There's way more to this story, and it's disgusting.
What really disturbed me the most is the line that has come out, and I forget exactly where it came from initially, but it was unpure thoughts. You didn't have impure or unpure intentions or thoughts or something of that nature with a 9-year-old. How those two things, how those even show up in the same sentence together is beyond me. But then to speak this aloud and somehow think it's going to land in some way, shape, or form, and someone's going, oh, well, it was unpure thoughts, but I'm glad you admitted to that.
Wow, I'm so proud of you for admitting that.
But that tells me there's an ecosystem and there's an environment in which that sort of phrase can be said and accepted. And this ain't the first time he's said something like that, in my opinion.
Not the first. There's no way. Yeah. There's no way this is the first time.
My theory on all this My conjecture.
I would love to hear your theory.
IBLP work camps, man. I'm telling you, that's where everything happened. That's where
interesting.
I think, you know, the first time, you know, the first time I had heard when Jim Bob had found that Josh was having some issues and his therapy was to send him to one of the, as I'm calling the slave labor camps. I think that was a breeding ground. Because like you said, Amy, these things just don't happen in vacuums. They just don't emerge. And granted, the way that S education happens inside of LBP and the lack of it, basically, and close proximity, no parental controls. I mean, all these things help manifest these things over time, but you are typically exposed to things. And I'm just seeing how they organize those work camps and some of the allegations that came out later on from the headquarters building.
Right.
I think a lot of it was exposed there because these things are taught. Not like, hey, get in classroom, but they're, when you're exposed to something, it's then validated. It's then you just got to own up to it really quick and you'll be forgiven because that's part of
you. Forgive quickly.
Yeah.
It's like there's a secret Gothard workbook about this.
I know.
They only hand out to certain creepy people.
I didn't receive that one. Yeah. It makes me wonder, Robin and Tony, I would love to get your take. Do you think that, like, obviously looking at everything going on and all the heaviness of it all, do you think my uncle has some trauma of his own? Do you think he's maybe acted out?
I think anything is possible. I don't know. I would not accuse him of anything. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just understanding who he was raised by, I think there's probably, odds are good that there's all sorts of different types of trauma there and probably all sorts of type of trauma that he's never dealt with in a healthy way. And maybe it comes out in unhealthy ways as well. Now, again, not accusing of anything, doing anything with his kids by any means, there's all sorts of things that could be going on and it might not necessarily, because sometimes these things can skip generations in ways too, where one, you know, is so hell bent on going this way and basically, you know, pushing the family to be this image, this way, we're perfect, everything's good, everything's great, nothing's wrong, that you end up becoming incapable of seeing and understanding what exactly is going on around you. I mean, it's very common of narcissists. I'm not calling him a narcissist. Right. I can't diagnose him as a narcissist. But we see this very, very commonly in people with narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, the dark triad, all of that, where they're incapable of empathy. Not because they want to be. They never had it as a child. It wasn't bred into them. It wasn't taught to them. And sometimes the people around them just weren't capable of it either. So it might be an outlier if he had the empathy to feel and recognize some of these things and deal with them in a healthy and appropriate way. But because that lever doesn't seem to be there, at least in my opinion, it makes it very difficult, I think, for him to deal, or anyone in that family, to deal with these sort of issues, these traumas, these horrible things in a responsible way, because they don't have the workbook to do it. There was no workbook teaching him how to do anything.
Maybe
of these things.
I should write one.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just write one. I'm just going to do it. It is true that my uncle did not show empathy at all. In my opinion, he didn't show empathy when my grandma passed. Mm-hmm. He didn't show empathy to my mom. He didn't show empathy in any kind of way. So that is a very interesting take on it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So from what we see and observe, he's a rules, process, and procedures guy over the empathetic side. I think he was able to self-select into IBLP and Gothard because he wants that level of control. And so he's self-radicalized is what happened. And so he sold hook, line, and sinker into a system and a non-correcting self-righting system. And then his naivete towards reality of life took hold. And so he just kept, because he loves that rules, process, and procedures, and he's all in, and he doubled down on it. And no matter what happened, well, just got to keep following this, non-self-correcting, because there was an inability to empathetically see life through someone else's contact lens. That is all about that control, the rules, the process, the procedure. They will set us free. But
and
yeah,
he's not going back. He can't come back after he's already been so far.
And you can't, because so what we do as human beings, the laws of human nature are, as we self-identify who we are and our belief systems and what we hold true, to face that reality of it might not be right is earth-shattering, especially if our own ego and vanity is fragile enough, or insecurities are fragile enough, our trauma responses are such that we can't acknowledge or face those things. You're going to keep doubling down because you to face the fact that you could possibly be wrong, not even you as an individual, but my entire belief system.
Yeah.
Especially if you believe your only way to enter the kingdom of heaven, according to Gothard's doctrine, is this. I can't go against this no matter what, because it's never about this. It's about what's coming next. And so that's how that he's self-radicalized into that system.
I knew this was going to be a good conversation.
There's nothing. There probably is something more dangerous, but there's a naive narcissist is a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, that's what it is, naivete.
Yeah, a naive narcissist is a scary, dangerous thing. There's more to come with Amy Duggar King as we continue to dig deeper into the dynamics of this family, the psychology of what is going on here with the Duggars. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. Leave us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. We'd love for you to weigh in. And like I said, press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and our conversation on this case. Part 3 is coming up. It's the message to Kendra. Is there anything that could influence her, to inspire her to get away from a family that seems to have already taken so much from her? That's coming up. Press subscribe and you can see it as soon as we release it. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.